Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 27th of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Psalm 103, verse 8 to 12. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Today's article, titled "Mercy for You and Me," was written by Arthur Jackson. One of the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic was the docking of cruise ships and the quarantining of passengers. One article I read included interviews of some of the tourists, commenting about how being quarantined provided more opportunities for conversations. One passenger joked how his spouse, who possessed an excellent memory, was able to bring up every transgression he had ever committed, and sensed she wasn't done yet. Accounts like this might make us smile and remind us of our humanness, and serve to caution us if we are prone to hold perhaps too tightly to the things we should maybe release. Yet, what helps us to be kindly disposed to those who hurt us? Glimpses of our great God, as he's portrayed in passages like Psalm 103, verse 8 to 12. One paraphrase of verses 8 to 10 is noteworthy. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. Asking for God's help as we prayerfully read scripture can cause us to have second thoughts about ill-conceived payback or plans to punish. And it can prompt prayers for ourselves and for those we may be tempted to harm by withholding grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Let's pray. God of mercy, kindness, and forgiveness, please help me to extend grace and mercy to those who've caused me pain. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.